This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You remember that Interior Secretary? We played some clips of him from last night. A moron. Well, her.
A moron. Oh, you thought that was the worst of it? I have a worse one coming for you here in a few, but I want to get back to this thing we were talking about. As a nation, the nation itself, we always have to understand this when we talk about military matters, because we've been talking about military matters, and we know that China's on the move and Russia's on the move, and we know, sadly, this is a terrible thing, but there's always another war coming. And wars, on top of all the blood and guts and everything else, they will mentally break people. They do it all the time. People break. The strongest people will break. The human mind is not supposed to endure these things. It's not supposed to endure sleeping in a foxhole, a fighting hole if you're a Marine, a fighting hole at night with your buddy and waking up to see a Japanese soldier carving his guts out in the middle of the night. The mind breaks. You can't... Normal, healthy mind breaks. You with values. Even you can only handle so much of that, and you break. The mind is not made for it. But the problem is this. We are a nation now that is getting softer and softer and softer. And this is intentional. They're intentionally weakening us as a nation, weakening our young people to the point where, all the other problems aside, we don't have recruits who are physically fit enough, let alone mentally fit enough, to be accepted into the military. And then you get headlines like this. The Army has a basic training before basic training now because so many of their potential recruits are too fat or stupid to get in the actual Army, which, honestly, everyone I know in the Army's dumb anyway. I'm kidding. Quit, Chris. We have to make fun of the other services. Anyway. You know, in all seriousness, the Army recruits are now too fat and stupid to get in, and so they have to put them through fitness training to try to get them in. And when I say fat and stupid, I want you to know I'm not being insulting. I saw a video the other day, and everyone was making fun of him. There was this kid, I could say kid, but I guess he's a man. He was 18, 19 years old, and he was trying to do an obstacle in boot camp in the Army. And it was one of those flat walls. You've seen them, a flat wall that's taller than a man, 8, 9 feet tall, maybe 7 feet tall. You have to run up to it and jump up on it and figure out how to pull yourself over. It's a physical strength thing. And watching him just run up and just flop against this thing was the most pathetic thing in the world. But I didn't pour scorn on him for it. I'm not even making fun of him for it. That's a kid who physically has never had any form of physical training in his life. He wasn't in a sport. He's not out there going for a run. He's not on the football team, the track team, the swim team, the anything. He's obviously never had any form of exercise to train him physically and ready to go. And now he finds himself wanting to serve his country, to his credit, at 18, 19 years old. Only he can't even haul his fat butt over the wall. If the hardest men this nation have ever produced broke in two in combat, like in World War II, what do you think's going to happen the first time that poor kid, let's say they get him in shape enough to get over the wall and get through boot camp? What happens the first time that kid has a friend get his head blown off right beside him? That kid is going to mentally shatter immediately. Immediately is going to shatter. We are creating a military that is going to shatter mentally. And we think because of the numbers and the technology that we'll be fine. No, we have more ships and we have more missiles and we have more jets and we have more. You need people on the ground in the blood and guts. And you need enough of them. 400,000, over 400,000 mental health casualties in World War II. That was a nation full of mom, dad, nuclear family homes, values, hard training, yelling, push-ups, everything else. Now we have a basic training before the basic training where they don't yell at the recruits. We're not able to fight a war. And you know what really sucks? You know, this might be the worst part of it. There are still so many studs who are in right now. I'm talking, you know, Marine grunts and Army Ranger types, as much as it hurts me to make fun of the Army and those, or to compliment the Army, but seriously, the real, real studs out there, the real trigger pullers. As the rest of the military gets softer and softer and softer in future conflicts, whatever they may be, more and more of the burden is going to fall on a smaller and smaller and smaller portion of the military. So look, I'm just pulling a number. This is not an accurate number. Let's say there are 1,000 Army Rangers and 5,000 Marines. There's obviously a lot more than that, but there are 1,000 Army Rangers and 5,000 Marines. Well, instead of those guys getting an appropriate amount of action, if in a future conflict, they're going to be tasked with doing everything because they're the only ones who are mentally and physically strong enough to pull up the job. If it's World War II, or look, even Vietnam, something like that, and you have a Marine who's in artillery. Artillery's awesome, by the way, but you have a Marine who's in artillery in Vietnam. And look, we just read it on Monday. Artillery battalion and Viet Cong are coming through the wire. The artillery guys picked up a daggone weapon and started shooting people in the face and stabbing them with bayonets. In the future, if that's not a Ranger battalion, if that's not a Marine division, in the future, what if those guys are all pillow soft and they just curl up in a ball and die when they come through the wire? This is not sustainable. We are not ready. And it's getting worse, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. And this is the crap. This is the crap that's happening right now in our military.
How much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases.
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
Yeah, you got it. A military full of stable, strong men who'd spent their lives doing physical labor, who spent their lives being taught values in their nuclear family, the strongest, best men a nation could produce. 400,000 of them saw so much horror in combat, they just broke. Many of them, never were put back together again. It's the ugly thing about things like World War II. We don't talk about how many came home, suicides, drank themselves to death. That was a nation of the strongest men ever. We now are a nation where our recruits are too fat to get over a wall, and they don't get yelled at in basic training, and they're attending equity seminars and learning how to braid hair and why they should be more gay friendly. We are not a nation that is prepared for war. We are prepared to lose one. We are going to shatter mentally if one breaks out. Gosh, and you know what's so frustrating is I see this day coming, and I bet you money I'm going to be alive when this happens, and Oh, it's going to be so sad. The losses are going to be so much worse than anything you could imagine. You thought you were heartbroken when 13 died in Afghanistan, and we were. I was. You were. Man, wait till you wake up one day and find out a division is gone. Yeah. Terrible. All right. JP Morgan's CEO, in a little bit of trouble, apparently hanging out with the wrong crowd. What crowd? Oh, we'll talk about it here in just a second. Let's talk about personal protection. We don't like to talk about it. I'll tell you, I have family members who roll their eyes when I talk about it, when I bring it up. No one wants to think about that. Jesse, I'm just going to the grocery store. Why do I have to have a hero gun on me? Jesse, I'm just taking the kids to the mall. Why do I have to have a hero gun on me? Jesse, I'm just doing that. You are surrounded by wolves. You want some motivation to get a hero gun for the person you love? Do me a favor. Grab their zip code, look up the sex offender registry in their state, and put in the zip code of the person you love the most. Then go to hero2020.com and get a daggone hero gun or a hero arrow so the person you love the most isn't destroyed. Hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Jesse, you're not confronting the real enemy, which is the communist media in America and throughout the world. You keep blaming the voters who are ignorant and blinded by the corrupt corporate media. These liars rule the world, and I thank you for exposing the lies. It's weird. He said, I'm not confronting them, and then he thanked me. I'm not sure which part of that he meant. I don't think he meant the not confronting them part, because I talk about it all the time. But here's the thing. It says, I'm blaming the voters who are ignorant and blinded. Let's pause on that for just a moment, because I am blaming the voters. I am. The right has been too soft for too long. I've been part of that. I'm pointing fingers at myself. No question about it. We have been too naive, ignorant to what the enemy really wanted. These are all facts. We don't show up in primaries. These are facts. And if we do show up in primary, again, 20% Republican turnout in primaries, and we show up and vote for the same loser that's in there every single time. And this is what I don't like. I don't like passing the buck when it's your responsibility. I have so many things in my life that I need to fix about me. And I've had so many times and periods of time in my life when things weren't going well for me. And you know, the worst thing in the world, the most uncomfortable thing in the world, is going to the mirror and looking in it and saying it's your fault. The media is despicable. They are the enemy of the people. I despise them more than you can imagine. I still believe any journalist who called for you to be locked up or banned from flying, I think they should be locked up. I'm that hard on the media. However, the voters are ignorant and blinded by the media. You know who I would give some sympathy to in that situation? You know when I'd have more sympathy? If you were talking about the year 1990, 1980, 1900. I would have much more sympathy for the quote ignorant voter at a time when getting information was much more difficult. If it's the year 1980, I have to see what I see on TV. I have what, three main channels I can choose from. I have a newspaper. Okay. So I have the New York Times. Maybe I can get a different newspaper, but I've got a few newspapers, a few TV channels. And other than that, I don't have any access to any other information. As a voter, I probably am ignorant because I can't make my own information. Today, I'm holding a cell phone in my hands. People claim it's not the voters' fault because they're ignorant. This cell phone I hold in my hands right now could teach me everything I need to know about everything. There's a new bill going through Congress, the Restrict Act. It's the one to ban TikTok, but it's actually a horrific government power grab. We're not going to go into the details of it right now. But if it's the year 1980, you know what I would know about the Restrict Act? Whatever I was told on ABC News that night or whatever the New York Times printed. Me, an American citizen now who's holding an iPhone 14, thank you, Pure Talk, in my hands. Do you know that I can actually read the entire bill word for word, right? I could stop doing the show right now and read every word of it. I, with the power of a cell phone, am officially the most informed person in the world. Actually, that's not true. I am as informed as I want to be when I hold this cell phone in my hands. When I make fun of Chris for making a menorah out of roadside wood. The truth is, yes, that's funny because he's cheap, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to woodwork. I can pound nails and saw and measure, but I don't know how to woodwork. But you know what's true? I could know how to woodwork. It's right here on my phone. How long would it take me to look up a YouTube video for how to carve Chris's next menorah myself? I could learn that. There are zero excuses for the modern voter to be ignorant. Zero. It's not 1980. It's not 1990. Every candidate, they're right there. You're holding it in the palm of your hand. Every candidate, everything about them, you know it. Every bill, you know it. When's the local election? Where's the local election? Right there in your hands. You know it. There are not any more excuses, and we are not going to simply point fingers at the media anymore on the right as an excuse. My neighbors, look, I'm talking about friends of mine here, friends, acquaintances. When I show up and I have to explain to them what ESG is, and these are all successful, I mean, somewhat successful, these are all people of some level of success with the brain on them, and not one person at the table knows what ESG is. That's your fault. If you don't know what ESG is by this point in time, it's your fault. Your bank has an ESG page where it grades itself. It's right there in the palm of your hands. You're daggone right. I blame the voters. You're daggone right I do. The left and the right. You older Democrats who think you're still voting for JFK, stop being a moron. Your fault. What's happening right now is your fault. And those of us on the right who don't show up in primaries, or we show up and, well, I vote for the guy. I voted for Lindsey Graham. I saw him on Fox News. Be smarter. You're holding all the power in your hand. The excuses are gone now. You have the ability to be as informed as you want to be. To say nothing of the endless podcasts and various things, you can learn about anything in the palm of your hand. Ignorance is a choice now. It is a choice. And I do thank you, Pure Talk, by the way, for the iPhone 14 you sent me. You see, when you switch to Pure Talk, not only are you going to keep a grand in your pocket, probably. My cell phone bill got cut in half. We switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Cut in half. On top of the money savings, you know you can keep your phone number, right? You just spend a few minutes on the phone with them, talking to an American who speaks English, they'll have you switched over. But you can also get a new phone. You want the iPhone 12, the iPhone 14, whatever you want. Pure Talk has all that. Dial #250 right now and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Make that phone that holds all that information in your hand, make it a phone that's with a company that doesn't hate your friggin' guts, huh? Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right, now the JP Morgan thing I forgot to get to. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready for some good? I have good news to share and a good recipe to share. Before we get to that, let me get to this really quickly here. JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dixon, he's going to have to give sworn testimony over his bank's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I'm going to set all that aside for just a brief moment, but I am going to bring this up again. I've brought it up before, but I'm going to bring it up again and again and again. Every single trial that is famous in any way in America, they all have something in common. All of them. Every single one of them, without a doubt. There are always leaks to the press. Whether the media is allowed in there to video it and do all those things, or whether the media is banned from there and there's a vow of silence, you always know what's happening in every single trial. You know the big headlines, you know the details, and it's always in the New York Times the next day as some juror runs and texts the reporter or something like that. It's universal. It happens. Except the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of helping Jeffrey Epstein traffic young women all over the globe, apparently for the most powerful men on earth, and no leaks. How is that humanly possible? You know how it's possible? Let me tell you how it's possible. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, and they're very, very powerful. There's no other way you could possibly make something like that happen. And there's no other way. There's no way you could possibly get to somebody in federal custody and suicide them. There's no way. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I forgot. The guards just fell asleep and the cameras malfunctioned. We're all supposed to believe that, too. It is wild when these television dramas that you would watch on Netflix, they come to life right in front of your eyes, and it brings it home for you just how lost we are. All right, a couple bits of good news. One, we've played clips from The View before on the show, and normally it's to pour scorn on those feminist hags, but I have to tell you, I'm finding The View clips that we get now, I'm finding them to be more and more inspiring every day because, Lord, please let my enemies be morons. Sonny Hostin or Houston or whatever that idiot's name is. I really wonder if she might be borderline special needs. No, hear me out. No, listen, this is her.
And so as a woman of color with a 6'2" black kid in college and a 5'7", 5'8" black kid in high school, I don't see that part of American exceptionalism. I'm sorry. I think this country has a lot of problems that could be solved. Yes, maybe they're putting Muslims in jail in Afghanistan, I think you mentioned,
China,
and
yeah.
China. They're putting a lot of more black people in jail
but
here.
Can I ask?
Man, I find that to be inspiring. These are the people we're up against. Complete and utter morons. Which brings me to this. This is great news, kind of in terrible news at the both at the same time. You ready for this? The headline, this is from the Post-Millennial. The NHL may cancel LGBT pride nights as a growing number of players refuse to wear rainbow gear. Here in the U.S. of Gay, we insist that our sports leagues follow the national religion. And sports leagues have been following the national religion endlessly for quite some time. And then that religion took over the NHL as well. And the NHL started having pride nights where all these hockey players were having to go out and prance around in the rainbow jerseys. Well, the NHL apparently is the only sports league where players have balls, and the players, many of them, started refusing. Nah, I'm good. Nope, actually, I'm not going to wear that. Nope, that's against my religion. I'm not wearing that. Nope. And what do you see? What's happening? With a small amount of pushback. Remember, this is not the majority of the players. The majority of them are going along with it. a small number of players saying no, and already the LGBTQ demon mob is on its heels. Always remember this about what we're facing. As I brought up earlier, they want you to think that they are everyone. Yes, you are surrounded, but you are surrounded by a paper tiger. They make all your movies, and they make your education, and they're in every sports things, and they're in, so you think they completely own everything from top to bottom, but they do not. They own the choke points, making you think they own everything from top to bottom. You ever seen one of those pictures on the internet of an iceberg where just the tip is sticking out the top, and then underneath it is this huge, it's way bigger underneath? That's communism here in America. You see the top, and it's all commie red, and you think, wow, look at that commie iceberg. But the truth is, everything under the water is like you. And if you could just get past that, we could have huge wins. Small numbers of people standing up and saying no and fighting back can do so much good. We just have become too soft to do this as regularly as we should. So credit to the NHL. I love live hockey. I don't watch hockey on TV because it mostly sucks on TV. I might have to start watching hockey if enough of this goes on and they actually run the LGBTQ demon mob out of the league. I might have to find a hockey team. Chris, we're going to have to find a hockey team. Do Jews watch hockey? Do you people watch hockey, Chris? You do? It's not against your religion or anything? What? I don't know all the rules, Chris. Is there a Jewish team? Do you have a team? There's not a Jewish team? Well, I don't know. How would I know? I'm just now a new hockey fan, Chris. Go hockey. So we're going to figure out the Dallas Stars. Are they a good team? They're not. Well, we're not. Look, you only get to pick your team once, Chris. I think we should dig in and pick the best one and then be fair weather fans. That'd be the best. Let's wait. We'll pick the playoffs. When is the NHL season? Is it right now? Well, whatever. We'll wait. Here's what we'll do. We'll wait until a team makes the finals and then looks like they're going to win the finals. No, hear me out. And then we'll pick that team as the favorite team and we'll wave the championship banner. We'll buy championship rings for the show. Feels good to be a champion. They couldn't have done it without us. It's going to be so much fun. Yes, this is going to be fun. All right. Anyway, but it does go to show. All it takes is a small number stepping up and saying no. That's what I've tried to explain to you about your school board, your sheriff, your DA. You think that they're so numerous, but they're not. They found the choke points and took them. Go to those choke points and take them back. All it's going to take is guts. Do we have the courage or don't we? Do you have your male vitality stack yet? They have your female vitality stack. Jesse, I don't have the energy. I just got done picking up the kids from school. I can't go. I can't run for school board. Well, look, lady, all you need is a female vitality stack. You pick up those kids from school, drop them off at the house, whip them up a little dinner, and you'll be out there knocking on doors. Hi, look at me, neighborhood dime here. I'm running for school board. Fellas, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. The testimonials. You know what these testimonials look like? Hold on a second. We're going to do this live on the radio. It's extremely unprofessional. But nevertheless, I'm an unprofessional person. So here we are. We want to know what these things look like? This is straight up from there. When I started this regimen, I wondered if it could really be as advertised. Heard about it on the Jesse Kelly Show. And I trust him completely, but one never really knows. After 2 weeks, I started to feel more upbeat and energetic. I've been taking the men's vitality stack for almost 5 weeks now. I feel better than I've had in several years. You want another one? Works great. Try it. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. He will tell you all about it. Another one. It honestly takes 6 to 8 weeks to really feel the effectiveness. Worth every penny. Thanks to the Jesse Kelly Show for the recommendation and the promo code. You want to feel better than you have in years? Go get a subscription right now. 35% off the subscription, so don't be a chump and pay full price. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, all right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get you some. Now, that was the good part of this whole standing up against Pride Night thing. But there is another side of it that is kind of sad and pathetic, if we're being honest. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Man, we're already at the final segment of the second hour, Chris. I don't want it to end, man. I don't want it to ever end. You know how excited I am? That's how excited I am. More, another update today. They keep giving us updates about Senator Cucumber, that he's going to be out of the hospital soon. It's very soon. Soon. Probably in the coming days. Now they said April 17th. Yeah. Anyway. All right, let's get back to this story here real quick before we get to some emails, and then I have another great thing I'm going to give you. The NHL, some players pushing back on all the LGBTQ insanity. So the NHL might start canceling these Pride nights. That's a good thing. The bad part of it, the amazing part of it is this. That's the only sport? I don't know about you, but man, I love sports. And I've never, even when I was a child, I never was one of these worshipers of athletes, or really any man. It's just not in us Kellys, apparently. But I would admire athletes. I admire them, not because of who they are, the people they are. I'd admire that level of hard work and dedication, the grit it takes to dig in and become great at something, so great at something that you become a professional baseball player or basketball player or boxer or whatever the shoot, even lame sports like soccer. That's impressive. None of them stood up and pushed back against any of this insanity. I remember all of them, every one of them, when I stopped watching the NHL. So I remember this like it was, or NFL. I remember this like it was yesterday. All of them kneeling for the flag, staying in the locker room. Nobody stepping up and saying no more. Oh, I take that back. There was one guy who was an Army Ranger for the Steelers, offensive lineman. He came out and stood for the flag and was quickly whipped publicly by his coach and his team, right back into line. Sit down and shut up. America sucks. The NHL is the only league we have now? NASCAR should be the bastion of freedom and God and country, because NASCAR fans are the frigging best. NASCAR sucks. NASCAR's maybe the worst at all this crap. You can't even rely on NASCAR to come through for you. The only sport that's been consistent is MMA. It's been the fighters, the professional fighters. And I love all the professional fighters that listen to the show, by the way. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for not beating us up when we're out and about. But seriously, NASCAR? How'd we lose NASCAR? Anyway, I'm going to move on from this. We're going to talk about something wonderful. Hey, it blows me away. The NHL is the only one where there's been significant enough pushback on this cultural Marxist filth to put a stop to it. That's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy to me. All right. Let's talk about something good. I want to talk more about that trucker yesterday. I'm still blown away by that. Trucker lines up a deal yesterday where he has a shorter route and makes $1,400 more than he was going to make otherwise. And he gave all of it to Preborn. That's, man, you all are amazing. The goal, as you know, the goal always was 15,000 lives. We were going to try, as a Jesse Kelly Show family, you, me, Chris, Michael, everybody, we were going to try to save 15,000 lives this year. That's 15,000 $28 donations. Remember, the $28 buys the ultrasound for Preborn so they can give it to this woman for free. The women they're finding are seeking out abortions. They're about to have an abortion. That baby's about to die. And Preborn comes in, ultrasound. She hears the heartbeat, and it brings it home for her. They overwhelmingly choose life. It's almost a guarantee that if you get her in for the ultrasound, that baby gets a chance at life. One guy gave $1,400, man. Trucker. You freaking guys blow me away sometime. If you want to give $28, or whatever, however much you want, it's all tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Or you can do it from your phone, dial #250 and say baby. That's also how you do it. But hey, sponsored by Preborn. very, 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 I'm honored to be in the fight with you, whatever level I am. You're the one putting in the work. You and Preborn are putting in the work, and thank you for it. Now, that was the good. Let's deal with the bad. Jesse, I hear you talking about your famous cheeseburger, but lest you confuse famous with good, cases in point, Richard Simmons, Pee Wee Herman, Tiny Tim, William Hung, all famous, but good? I must assume that your cheeseburger is made with HEB prime brisket burger meat. That's hard to say that, Chris. Prime biscuit burger meat. You could never say that. I just did it anyway. Otherwise, the Oracle moniker credibility must be limited to non-cheeseburger topics. Over and out. Did I just get my cheeseburger challenged? Are you really going to challenge the world-famous Jesse Kelly burger? Do you think it's world-famous by accident? How many articles and blogs have been written about your burger? No, no, hear me out, Chris. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do the, don't you know who I am? Don't you know I'm a world famous burger chef who makes the best burger on earth? One thing that's funny, Chris, about the online recipes that have popped up about the Jesse Kelly burger, half of them are wrong. They're not even close to being correct. They're calling for ingredients. Yeah, I know they're calling for ingredients I never call for. They call for ingredients I expressly prohibit in the burger. So people will write it, and then they'll put their own spin on the article and then besmirch the name of the world famous Jesse Kelly burger. Now, maybe you're sitting there right now and you're saying, by the way, we'll get to the FBI stuff here in a second, but maybe you're sitting there right now and you're saying to yourself, Jesse's just being over the top for radio. Jesse's just being braggadocious. That's a big word. I read it in a book this morning. I swore I'd use it today, and I nailed it. Boom. Anyway, maybe that's what you're saying. Okay. Well, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to make one at some point this weekend or during the week. I want you to make one. Would you like to know how to make one? Step-by-step instructions on making one? Good. I'm glad you asked, because here it is. First, let us all acknowledge that the grocery store is one of the great places ever. These people who, like Chris, who don't like the grocery store, it says so much about you if you don't like the place where you can walk in and you can buy burger and you can buy chips and you can buy ice cream. Hey, need a magazine? They got some magazines there. Short on deodorant, which Chris probably is, they got that there too. You want to get some ice cream sandwiches? Head on back to the back. Get some ice cream sandwiches. Oh, you a little hungry? Got a little rumble in your tummy? Look at that. Free samples. Here we go. Want to pick up 6-pack beer for the night? Also, right there for you at the grocery store. Lottery tickets because you feel like screwing up the line for everyone else? Grocery store. They even allow you to pay with a check if you also feel like screwing it up for everyone else. Grocery store. Grocery store is one of the great places in the history of mankind. You know what Genghis Khan would have killed 40 million more people for? A grocery store. Instead, he was out there eating rabbits and things like that, but he didn't have a grocery store where he can walk in and the doors open for you automatically, and you walk in and you're just looking at a sea of beauty laid out in front of you. The world is your oyster in the grocery store. So that is where our story begins. The greatest cheeseburger on earth. And then the FBI. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.